lie there sleeping on my couch so softly, softly, softly. The curtains are swinging and swaying, my guitar keeps playing a 5 o'clock song, and I'm singing along, a tropical lullaby to bid the afternoon goodbye, a mystical tune to welcome in the moon.
We're here talking with Stephen Grossman about his new album, Caravan, tonight. Maybe I should just start out by giving my general impression of the album, which is I'm very excited about the album. It's a lot of gay people are really thrilled to finally have music that really expresses a lot of feelings that they're having. And there isn't very much music around that does that. I guess the thing, the overall thing that I'd sort of like to lay down is sort of that I get that a lot of what I see happening in the album is trying to figure out how gay men are going to relate to each other. The traditional cruising scene, bar scene, bath scene is something that many of us have been around for quite a while. And it seems like you're reacting on that, and you're trying to, in your own life, trying to develop relationships that are different than that.
Overall, though, my overall feeling of the album, before we get into that, I guess, is that most of the material that is on the album was written within a period of about, I would say, a year and a half after I had come out. And there are songs on there that are misinterpreted, I think, like Christopher's Blues is often misinterpreted as a, and even Caravan Tonight is often misinterpreted as a kind of anti-promiscuity song, and kind of a, like people say to me, like, what's wrong with giving candy to babies and to strangers?
Yeah.
And obviously there's nothing wrong if that's where you're at. That's where I wasn't, that isn't where I was at when I first came out. Like, I was in a political thing with GAA in New York, and the whole big thing then was, you know, to be out of the bars and to be out of role playing and out of, you know, stereotyped.
So you really had, this has all been a whole process in a way, and that, like, do you feel differently now about some of the things that are said? And
I would have said a few things a little differently, like Christopher's Blues. I perhaps would have made it more clear that there's nothing wrong with giving, that there's nothing wrong with promiscuity if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for sex for a night, you know, that's far out.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that too. And it's on there too.
Yeah, it's on.
But people misinterpret that song, I think, a whole lot.
When did you come out?
Okay, I came out about 3 years ago. It was really, really difficult for me. I'd always realized that I was gay, like, from when I was really, really young. I mean, like, 3 years old, I knew. And, but I also knew, like, as soon as I could conceptualize it in any way, that I would never do anything about it. And I didn't, in fact, until I was in college, where I met this man, and who, prior to the time where I actually had any contact with him, I avoided because he was effeminate, and I didn't want to be associated with any faggots because people would think I was. And we got caught together because I needed a ride up to Albany to go and visit my friend Bonnie. And he offered to give me a ride, so I went with him. We told each other our life stories, and he liked Laura Nero, and I thought that was really far out because I'd never met another man at that time who liked Laura Nero, so I really dug him. And we got back to our dorms like the following week, and he invited me over to his room one night, and we made it. It took us about 10 minutes to establish the fact that we had never made it with a man and that we thought we might be gay. And we made it, and it was a terrible, terrible experience for me. I was like guilt-ridden, purging and all that. And I called up I called up Bonnie, who I was seeing then, and asked her to marry me, and she was hip, and she said, no, we better just wait, and because I told her I thought I might be gay, you know. And after that time, I just, because I reacted so negatively to the situation, like, I just figured that I wasn't gay. And so I just went back, and I left school, and I didn't actually come out until that summer when I was at this demonstration for a friend of mine, and it was just like a political, it wasn't a gay demonstration, it was a demonstration because a black friend of mine had been denied a job in Greenwich Village in 1972 or 71 or whenever it was, and we were just outraged. So a bunch of her friends who happened to be from GAA came down, and I was absolutely flipped out because there were these two men there, and one of them who was dressed like I was dressed and stuff and had long hair and the whole bit, and he was just walking around on the picket line holding another man's hand. I was just, that more than anything else, like, inspired me.
On the first cut, Caravan Tonight, you talk about your lover, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is feeling impatient or?
Possessed. Yeah. The story with that was, he was younger than I was. He was like 17 or something. Mm-hmm. And he was just coming out. And he had gone through a similar process that I was. He was flipped out that I was a freak or something. And he was a freak, you know, and dug smoking and stuff. And that we were into the same kind of things. Unfortunately, we weren't into the same music. And
you talk about security in a relationship. You mentioned that before, that you can be as secure in a gay relationship as in a straight relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that you're looking for a relation,
a monogamous
relationship?
Well, I've been in one for the past year,
mm-hmm.
and I still am with Chris. And prior to that, when I wrote this, like, having never experienced a relationship with a man that I was living with or anything, mm-hmm. like, I had no idea what it was like. And I think I've learned a whole lot of things from it. I don't think that monogamy is such a good thing. And I don't think that I need monogamy to be secure now at this point. And I can still feel secure within just knowing that there's someone near and, you know, when I need the person.
Do you feel like in any way oppressed by being in a monogamous relationship?